The minhag Yisro is at the Shabbos table that when we make Kiddush Friday night, the minhag is, and we'll see it's based on halachic sources, that one covers the challah when they make Kiddush. So what is that based on? Why do we cover the challah? Why do we have a challah cover? So there are really three shitas brought down. The Rav thought one was halachic and the other two were drush, even though the other poskim seem to accept all of them, and they're different nafkaminas lahalacha. So the first one that the Rav Soloveitchik held from the Shultis, that the Rashbam in Psachim Kofam and Beis quotes from the Shultis Rav Achai Gaon, that it's, the purpose was that back in the day they didn't bring out the food until after, like on Shabbat. In other words, so basically all week long, what do? You put food on the table and the person eats. So how do we show, and if that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Chavdalad, retired people, if they're not working all the time, then they're abstaining from malacha all the time. So how do we know that Shabbos is different? We want to make it a Shvisa HaNikeres, a recognizable resting L'shem Shabbos, so Kiddush can just connect it with the Issa Malacha. So similar idea here, that we want to make sure, we want to make the Kiddush first, and then bring out the food l'shem Kedusha Shabbos or Yenta, whatever we're talking about. So that the purpose is to make it, to bring it out l'shem. We want to show that the food is being bought l'shem Shabbos. We make the Kiddush without any food on the table and then we bring it out. Or today that we don't bring it out, it's there, you cover it up. So Tosfos has a different shita. He quotes Zecher Laman, that it's based on the man, that's why we have Shalosh Sudas. And therefore, we have to have a cover on top of bottom, it's Zecher Laman, and therefore that's why we cover it. Nothing to do with the Kiddush, has to do with the Lecha Mishnah, which we cover to reminder of the man. And then, the Rosh Hashanah, Perek Yud HaLecha Gimel, Simen Gimel, which quotes from a famous Yerushalmi, not to embarrass the challah. What do you mean not to embarrass the challah? Because in general, there's a rule, the Seder HaBracha is based on the way it was brought down in the Psukim. So the bottom line is, all week long, you'd make the bracha on bread first, and then you'd make it on wine. But since you have to make Kiddush first, so therefore usually the bread's usually the king, so not to embarrass the king, not to embarrass the challah, we cover it up. That's the famous reason of the Yerushalmi brought down from the Rush. So there's three reasons given why we cover the challah. Based on the Shultas, Rabbi Haigon, to show we're bringing out the food with shame, mitzvah suda Shabbos. Tosfos is Zecher Laman, that's why we have a bottom cover, a top cover, and we cover up the Lecha Mishnah, which is like the bread, which is like the man, Zecher Laman, and the Rush brings down not to embarrass the challah, so we cover it up. So my nafkamina between the different reasons. So the post can bring down many differences. So number one is, when should you remove the cover of the challah? So according to the Shultis, Pashtis, Rav Soloveitchik might have been Masupik, but Pashtis, according to the Shultis, after Kiddush, because after you Kiddush, now you bring out the food, L'shem Shabbos. That seems to be the simple pshat in the Shultis. According to Tosfos, Zecher Laman, like I have nothing to do with the Kiddush, the point is you're covering it up, the bread, because it's the man, so obviously after Hamotzi, then you take off the cover. I guess apparently, according to Tosfos, you make the brachas hamotzi. You have it in your hands, because you're supposed to have the food in your hands when you make the bracha, and it's covered, and you take it out. And according to the Rush, the Yerushalmi, you take it, there's no need. Once the wine is gone, once you made the kiddush, and now hamotzi becomes king again, and therefore you can remove it. So according to the Shultis, and according to the Yerushalmi, after Kiddush for different reasons, and according to Tosus, Pashtus after Hamotzi. And further nafkah mean is, how many meals do you have to cover the challah? So everyone agrees to Friday night. The Shilta says that you make it Friday night, you bring out the food, and either you assume it covers the rest of Shabbos, or you'll do it again, but maybe for Shabbos morning as well. But certainly Friday night, you have to cover the challah, then bring out the food. You don't bring the food out, and then, or you uncover the challah. It's only for the Friday night when we want to make the suda with suda Shabbos. According to Tosas, it doesn't make a difference. Friday night meal, Shabbos lunch, and Shalosh Shuddis. And according to the Rush, only the first two meals. Why? Because we don't make Kiddush at Shalosh Shuddis. But if you made Kiddush at Shalosh Shuddis, it would apply to all meals. So the first nafkah mina, when to remove the covering, either after Kiddush or after Motzi. How many meals do we have to cover up the challah? And another nafkah mina is, what needs to be covered? According to the Shiltas, everything. That's why you didn't bring any food out. The old minhag was until after. So you bring out all the food, etc. So therefore, according to the Bali toast, it was only the bread, because only the bread is Zecho Aman. According to the Rush, you'd have to cover the cake and the challah. Anything where the bracha would have came first ordinarily, so therefore you'd have to cover it up. So, because not to embarrass them. And as well, this further shaylan, that is, let's say you're making kiddush for everyone. There's one person making kiddush, you know, like you do it like in a camp setting or at a hotel. One person is making kiddush, so does only I have to cover my challah or cake, whatever I'm covering, or is only, so no one, if I'm making kiddush for other people, would be the same thing as well. You'd have to cover all the food, according to the Shiltis. According to Tosfos, only the bread, and according to the Yerushalmi, the bread and the cake. So does that only apply to me, or does that apply to everyone? So the Shulma Zalman seems to be making, and says it's only the one making the bracha. Only he has to worry about it. But Rav Moshe feels, no, whoever's being yotzei the mitzvah, so everyone should cover it up. So those are the different minhagim in terms of what has to be covered and when. So to summarize, we had the three shittas. We had the Shiltas, you're doing it to show all the food you're bringing in is L'shem Shabbos. Tosfos is saying it's Zecho Aman. The Rush is saying because of the busha with the Yerushalmi. And the nafkah mina is when can you remove the cover? According to the Shiltas and according to the Yerushalmi, right after Kiddush. According to Tosfos in the month after Hamotzi. According to Tosfos as well, all the meals you should have a cover. But according to the Shiltas and Yerushalmi, there's no need, for different reasons, there's no need to cover the food at Shalosh Shuddis. And also how broad you have to go. So the Shiltas is saying all food. Tosfos limits it to the bread, and the Rush and the Yerushalmi limits it to Mizonos and Kawa. And then there's within that machlokes, whether does it apply only to the person making kiddush, or even for the people being motze. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's only for the one making kiddush, but Rav Moshe thinks it's for everyone too. You know, it's not a big tircha at all. If you just to cover up the challahs and the cake in terms of that. So those are the different shittas, why we cover the Lecha Mishnah and the different nafkah minas of when you remove the cover, how many meals, and what type of food must be covered and who must cover it.